Hey, we're glad you're with us. In hour number two at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We'd love for you to connect with us tonight. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and you can go back and listen to this entire interview. We make it so easy. Go to podcastarena.com, click on the YSR tab, and we are going one-on-one with Daniel Brown, sports writer with the San Jose Mercury News. It's been a very big week. Of course, the announcement of the Golden State Warriors, they win the sweepstakes, and Kevin Durant is headed their way. But I wanted now to shine the spotlight on your new book, Daniel, The Men and Moments That Made the San Francisco Giants, The Big 50. Tell us about this book.
Well, you know, it's interesting. For most of the Giants' history, especially while I was growing up, if you were going to make a top 50 list of the best players and best moments, it wasn't going to change a whole lot, right? It was going to be some variation of Mays, McCovey, Marichal, Cepeda, all those great names, because they had a rough time in the 70s. They didn't play all that great in the 80s. They went between 1971 and 1987 without winning a division title. Well, now in the past, you know, since 2010, with this influx of Buster Posey and Madison Bumgarner and Tim Lincecum and three World Series championships, your top 50 has listed and blown up. So this book is an attempt to compare the old with the new and kind of redefine what it means to understand Giants history. You know, Buster Posey's way up there in the rankings. Tim Lincecum is way up there in the rankings, right alongside those Hall of Famers like Mays and McCovey and Jalo Terry.
You know, I will say, too, Daniel, that when I was going through the book, it really is the perfect reference for both diehards fans and new fans. Anyone who appreciates the history of the national pastime is really going to find value in this.
Yeah, and it's a little bit of the goal when you write something like this is I always envision a parent teaching their kids about what the Giants are. What do the San Francisco Giants represent? What do you need to know if you were going to really understand the franchise? So, you know, understanding what Will Clark meant to a city in desperate need of a star in the late 80s and the way he kind of electrified Giants baseball again. He's not a Hall of Famer. He didn't win an MVP with the Giants, but he's as important as anybody in terms of, you know, kind of reigniting the fan base and made it to the World Series. They hadn't made it to the World Series since 1962. You know, guys like that, guys like Jim Davenport, who was one of the original San Francisco Giants when the team moved to the city in 1958. He was never a big star, but he was one of the GMs called the glue guys, the important role players on a team that had Mays, McCovey, Cepeda, and all the big stars. But Davenport had his role and really became a fan favorite. So he's a guy you need to know.
Mm-hmm. It is the ultimate guide to the Giants experience. Of course, we're talking about the new book, The Men and Moments That Made the San Francisco Giants, The Big 50. What player do you think has had the biggest impact?
Well, you know, Willie Mays was the obvious choice for number one. He defines Giants baseball in the way that, you know, Babe Ruth kind of still looms over the Yankees. We rank moments in the book, too. So sometimes it's a great game. Sometimes it's a great playoff series, like when Jeff Hackman Leonard and the Cardinals squared off in 1987. You know, that really left an impression. He didn't make the biggest impact, but one of my favorite chapters in the book is Dave Dravecki, who overcame cancer, a tumor removed from his arm, against all odds, came back to pitch, and is really, you know, a movie could be made about his inspiring journey back to the mound and eventually losing his left arm and redefining what it means to be alive. He just speaks so eloquently to this day about the relationship with that amputated left arm, and I think a lot of fans embraced his comeback and were really, really moved by his story.
Hey, few teams in professional sports have enjoyed the level of success that the San Francisco Giants have in recent memory, with 8 World Series titles in the franchise history and 3 in this decade already. There is no shortage of legendary baseball moments in San Francisco. Highly encourage you to go out and get a copy of the book, The Men and Moments That Made the San Francisco Giants, The Big 50. Our special guest tonight has been Daniel Brown, the sports writer with the San Jose Mercury News. And we're not going to let you get away, Daniel, because you're out there. A lot of excitement in the air with the fact that Kevin Durant is going to Golden State. What has it been like?
I think this is something that the Warriors were gearing for, win or lose in the NBA title, NBA finals this year. I think they had Durant on the radar. They maneuvered their salary cap space in a way to make a big run for another star. The thing about Durant, and talking to some of his former coaches, is he fits the Warriors' style of unselfish play. Durant isn't afraid to share the ball. He doesn't need the shots. He doesn't mind giving credit to a teammate. And that's been the Warriors' philosophy under Steve Kerr and stars like Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. They just want to win. They just want to win. I don't think any of them needs to be the man. And I'll be curious to see who the man is when you've got four stars like this in the
team.
Oh,
yeah. Good point.
Durant plays a balanced game, and he's going to fit right in.
Why do you think Golden State was able to close the deal? I mean, this says a lot about the Warriors, as you're talking about. I mean, it's obviously a special organization from top to bottom.
You know, there's been a little bit, a lot of credit given Jerry West's way, because he had a long conversation with Durant shortly before decision time, and Jerry West is kind of famously a closer when it comes to a big deal like this. He lured other big free agents in the past. Jerry West has said himself, don't give me that much credit. We had a nice conversation, but a lot of other factors went into this. I think the biggest thing is the thing we just touched on. I think it's the style of the Warriors' offense. I think Durant had been playing in a style where teams really could focus on him, could really key on him, could really try to deny him his shots, and he was so good regardless of that at getting his shots. But I think the idea of playing in a wide-open, I guess in football you call it a spread offense, where anybody can shoot from any time at any place on the floor,
yeah.
I think Durant knows that life's going to be so much easier for him when he can shoot an uncontested three every now and then, when he can get a little space on the floor to create. I think that notion more than anything excited him about moving west.
That, of course, was Daniel Brown, the sports writer with the San Jose Mercury News. Very special thank you to all of our amazing guests tonight. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show.